The top election official in Massachusetts has scheduled the state's 2018 primary for Tuesday, September 4th, the day after Labor Day. Secretary of State William Galvin is also proposing legislation to allow 5 days of early voting for the primaries. The date of the primary had to be moved up to avoid conflicts with Jewish holidays that fall this year on the second and third Tuesdays in September. A primary later in the month might not allow for any potential recounts to be completed in time to meet a federally established deadline to mail general election ballots to military personnel stationed overseas, according to Galvin's office. But Gladys Oyola, the election commissioner for the city of Springfield, says she's concerned a primary on the day after Labor Day will depress turnout.
We're creatures of habit, and people who vote and are in the habit of voting later in the month of September.
Before setting the date for the primary, Galvin held a 2-week public comment period. The date chosen for the primary will create some difficulties for local election officials who will have to set up polling locations either before or immediately after the long holiday weekend.
Yes, our staff will be inconvenienced in a sense because people take vacation time during that time. Will it require us to pay overtime? That's yet to be seen.
Oyola said absentee ballots that are usually due by noon on the day before an election will now have to be turned in on Friday.
My main concern is informing the voters of the change and making sure that anyone who wants to participate in the election on that date is, you know, duly informed of the change.
In a statement announcing the date for the primary, Galvin said he'd consulted with House Speaker Robert DeLeo and Acting Senate President Harriet Chandler about the legislature paying for cities and towns to hold 5 days of voting ahead of the September 4th primary. State law requires an 11-day early voting period before the November election. Oyola said she supports the proposed expansion of early voting to include the primaries.
It will allow for the access to those voters that may not be able to make it to the polls on September 4th. And anything that drives voter turnout, in my book, is a positive thing. So we'll just have to work around it and make sure that we budget accordingly.
Galvin's request to expand early voting came the day after State Auditor Suzanne Bump issued a report that said the state owes cities and towns more than $1 million to cover costs of early voting in 2016. Bump determined last February the state's early voting law imposed an unfunded mandate on municipalities.
Early voting really was a success. We want to be able to see it continue, and in order to do that and perhaps even expand the opportunities for early voting, the legislature will have to appropriate additional funds.
The 2016 general election was the first time Massachusetts held early voting. More than 1 million people, or almost a quarter of the state's registered voters, cast ballots during the early voting period in 2016. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.